We have Neil Reynolds with us. Thanks very much, Neil. And you'd say things are coming together, wouldn't you?
Yeah, really pleased with that, James, to be honest. It's difficult, isn't it, when teams come here, they look at the surrounding, they look at the pitch, and it gives you a lift straight away. And it wasn't that we was poor first half. I think that they got the goal, they sat deep. We tried a 4-4-2, but, you know, the lads usually prefer that link-up play. We could play with a 10. We sacrificed it down at half-time, brought Donners on, who wasn't 100%. Second half, thought we were excellent. We just kept probing wave after wave, and keepers made some great saves. So, yeah, it's coming together. One more to go.
And notable that you really did not use many substitutions. Was it the intent to get this group of players to develop the chemistry and the cohesion?
Yeah,
really?
It's really important. So, you know, if I look around, say Morgan Homson-Smith isn't here. Charlie Ennis is still injured. Chris Doyle, Tom Stead. So I've got to try and, you know, depending on how fit they'll be for the start of the season, I've got to try and blend, you know, the lads that are out there today. I mean, there will be still a couple of changes. But on the whole, you know, that if you think of Fowler down the middle and, you know, Linney, Finn, you've got Griffin Potsey, you know, getting that understanding, Doddy, Jack Lenehan. So it's really important, and we've one more to go. You know, we're looking forward to the pre-season games ending and then, you know, giving us about 5 or 6 training sessions in preparation for Nantwich.
In terms of Doyle, obviously important player for you, are you going to have potentially a dilemma if he's nearly there at the beginning of the season but not fully match fit? Will that create a real dilemma for you about what
Chris line up? Chris is amazing. He's an amazing centre-half, and we've missed him. You know, it's a calf injury. It was great to see him running today. We're hoping that he'll do a bit more running on Tuesday. But, you know, he's got his fitness. But he's a big miss. He's a big, big miss when he doesn't play. When he heads the ball, he puts it back, you know, 30, 40 yards. Curtis is a different type of player, and the understanding's great. We've signed Tom Stead now, so, you know, he's a centre-half. Morris is, you know, traditionally a right-back. So we just haven't been able to get out of that back four that we've wanted, you know. But it'll come together. You know, when people are fit, it'll come together. But we've got got depth now. We've got quality in different areas. So if Chris doesn't make it, then, you know, I've got Tom Stead in there as well.
And you had your premier midfield pairing, and I felt that Potts, well, both of them, looked really, really on it today. Really coming towards...
I said that at half-time, James. I said that, you know, for me, the standout players in the first half was Griff, Potsey, and Regan Linney. I don't think Griff wasted a ball in the first half. I think it was only one in the second half, and his corner in the last minute that hit a divot. But he's brilliant. Potsey's tenacious. He's got forward. He's got a trick. He's nearly scored. They love playing together, you know, and I wouldn't like to play against them too. And people say to me, you've got the best midfield pairing in the league. So they've just got to keep working on it. And if, whatever reason, one dips or a little injury, we've got other people that can go in there. But they're good to play with, they're good to watch, and they're getting better.
Michael Fowler, just warming into his role, scoring today. Do you think there's still some way to go in terms of his relationship with the players behind him and around him, in terms of, you know, becoming the sort of finished article as part of the team?
He's different, isn't he? You know, there will be comparisons. He's bound to be, but he's different. Tundy scored goals last season, and I've said this before, but didn't bring a lot of people into play. I think Michael brings a lot of people into play. Will he score 37? Probably not. In fact, I'll say no, he won't. But I think people in behind him will score more goals because of his link-up play and his hold-up play. But again, he runs the channels, he works hard, he's got a great eye for goal. He'll get better. And I think, you know, you could see what he did in the first half, where he chased the ball back about 40, 50 yards and made a tackle through our dugout. And I know how much the fans appreciate that level of work ethic.
After we spoke a couple of weeks ago, after the Barrow game up here, Reno, we asked about trialists and that side of it, and we said, no, well, I'm not looking at any. Maybe one or two positions, including the keeper, to be fair. But you have played a number of trialists since then. What's your thinking behind play mode when I didn't think you were going to?
I know, just injuries. Injuries and fatigue. Listen, people know now me. I only like 8 games in pre-season, and, you know, we've played more than that. And this is what happens. You get niggles, you get injuries. This is why I don't like playing the week before the season, because a grade 1 muscular injury takes 7 to 10 days to repair. And as soon as I get to training, you know, it's been a difficult pre-season. But you've seen, you know, we went to Marine on Wednesday with a scratch side on the back of Saturday, Monday, Wednesday. You know, 3 really tough games, and, you know, this has only just come on the back, 72 hours on the back of it. So the lads have done great. You know, I think they've, what is it, on Tuesday will have been 5 games in 10 days. So we've had to bring people in. What I can say, you know, in terms of trialists, young Kane, Kane Dean at left back has now signed forms today. Tom Stead has signed forms, so they're no longer trialists. And Labakan's joined us from Fylde. He's played 30 games for Torquay. It's competition for places. I think for me, you know, when a keeper of Dan Lavercombe's quality becomes available, it's difficult to say no. And you can see with his presence, he's 6'3". He takes things at high points, and he's different than Ollie. For me, they've got to scrap it out together. And you know, it's going to be a difficult decision for me to make, but that's what, you know, that's what I've got to do, and that's what I will do. Whoever it is behind the back four is going to have to develop a new relationship, because obviously Cam's gone, and they're going to have to hit the ground running. So it's likely that the keeper that starts on Tuesday will be the keeper that starts the season. So that's a clue. You know, I'm going to have another look at Cyril and make a decision after Tuesday. But, you know, we've only got 20. You know, we've only got 20, and young Sandro from the academy was on the bench today. He's done great. So we're not looking to bring in anything more. You know, I don't need any more headaches. I'm already going to have a selection headache come the first game of the season if everyone's fit. But I'd like to think that the fans could go, that's the team that's going to start the season, when you look at, you know, the keeper, and then, you know, the back four, the midfield two, the three behind the striker. So we're not far away, and we're hoping on Tuesday night we might be able to, you know, get somewhere close to that starting 11 that we'll play against Antwich.
You've had some very non-friendly games. You've been very competitive games. They've been very good workouts, to be fair. How do you feel after the Barrow game, certainly, and certainly after this one? Do you think teams, Nantwich, are going to come here, try and nick a goal early and see how we react to that? How do you think teams are going to come here and play at the start of the season?
I'd like to be flying the one in the Nantwich dressing room when the manager does the team talk after last season.
Yeah.
So listen, it's, you know, it's all good fun, isn't it? You know, when the fixtures got released, and, you know, Nantwich at home, it's a game that sticks in a lot of people's memories last
season. Absolutely, that's why I mentioned it.
And listen, it's football. You know, after the game, we had a drink together and we moved on, but still there'll be some needle. I'm sure they'll come here with a point to prove. We went there with a point to prove, and unfortunately, when the season ended and the fashion it did, you know, that game for me still fresh in the memory. What was it, 2-3 games before it all ended? So listen, there's going to be points to prove, and it couldn't be a tougher start for either of us, because I think we'll both be at the top end, towards the top end of the table. But again, like I said to my lads, they'll come here, they'll look at the surroundings, they'll look at the pitch, and it'll raise the game, and we've just got to make sure that we continue to raise our game. So it's been difficult pre-season, you know, probably my fault. I said I don't believe in friendlies, but there's been some blood and thunder games. I think Clitheroe all took a lot out of us. I think today, you know, took a lot out of us. But it's what it's about, and it's going to happen when the league kicks off. And what I don't want is a soft side. I want the side to be able to look after themselves with play a good brand of football. And I think we've got enough leaders out there that can look after themselves as well.
FC have a record of indifferent starts that goes back for several years. What do you think you need to do so to start off with not playing catch up as FC normally do?
I just said to the lads, last season was great.
Build a squad from scratch.
Last pre-season was amazing. I think we won 1-1-1, and we kept winning, and we didn't win for three games, did we? So, you know, this pre-season's been a little bit more indifferent. So I've just said to the lads in their tongue-in-cheek, listen, you know, we haven't won every game, so that means we're going to win every game in the season. And we all laughed. So, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
You know, what I do know, and what the fans know, is that we'll be ready. You know, we're not going to win every game of football. We play a certain way. I'd like to think that it's an attractive style of play. And when it clicks, you know, there's nothing better. You know, and I think we'll win more than we lose, but we will lose games along the way. And if that becomes the first game of the season, the second or the 20th, you know, it's going to happen. But we showed last season the character in this side after losing three games on the bounce and then scrapping back and, you know, going on that run that we went on.
And just finally, just an update on the injuries. Who's in the frame to be ready for the beginning of the season?
Ennis will be ready.
Thompson-Smith
will be ready. He's just been away on holiday, and he's just had to do a test, as you do when you get back. So I think he'll be ready. I think he'll be here Tuesday. Tom Stead will be ready, and he'll be back Tuesday. And it's touch and go with Doyle. And just fingers crossed that we don't pick any more injuries up. But, you know, you can never say never. So we've got to make sure that everyone's sharp and everyone's at it. Like I said, we've got 20, and I've got to narrow that down to 16. But I said to the lads, don't knock on my door on the 19th of September, and that's why you're not in. You've had plenty of games now to show me, and I think a lot of lads have shown me. And, you know, we won't be too dissimilar to what we was last season. And, you know, I think what FC want is that side, that group of players that are here for 3, 4, 5 years, who people can get a real affiliation with. And, you know, that's what I want. trust me, there's no second season syndrome here. The lads want to do really well, and you know, there's a real hunger in that dressing room. So, you know, we'll be ready. We'll be ready.